The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm going to go into a publicly funded housing project next week that I will not name because I want to show you the horror of this. We will show you folks using drugs in the hallways. We will show you fecal matter, urine in the hallways. We will show syringes. We will show garbage. We'll show despicable conditions where we wouldn't treat dogs that way. And I'm going to walk in there live next week. It's dangerous as hell. Not for me. It's unsanitary. And this is how we treat human beings. We would never. What trips me out, kids say that, dude, I'm tripped out. What trips me out is when you folks freak out when we see dogs and cats living with someone with mental issues that have crap in their cages and the dogs are treated unfairly. We all freak out. Yet I constantly point out the horrid conditions where poor folks have to live and you don't give a flying rat's behind. Man, I got old ladies right now sweating their asses off in 100-degree heat because the jagoffs that run their HUD housing haven't fixed their AC yet. I'm going to play the sound from this video. This beautiful woman with her beautiful baby living in a friggin' tent because her apartment, Arlington Heights, sucks so bad. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen.
Okay, so me and baby have to stay in the tent. Okay. I have a fan in here. It's okay. A little hot. Yeah, just me and baby. We order out food. We go to the bathroom upstairs, of course, and stuff like that. And we get the things we need out the house. But we're going to stay out here until it's time to go, until they find me a place, an apartment, a hotel, anything safe other than where we're at. But this is us in the tent right now.
He's in a tent.
Come out. Come on. Can you get off so mommy can show? Yes, baby. You have to get off so mommy can show.
From little baby. She's an amazing woman.
Little baby's crying because she's not with mommy. That's me.
Living in the friggin' tent.
Outside my window and, yeah, power line.
This is how we treat people.
Best I can do.
If she was a dog, you'd be thinking, oh my God, how could you let a dog live in a tent? But this is a wonderful woman and a beautiful baby and you don't give a rat's behind. I do. Arlington Heights. This is a new low. And I'll tell you what, this isn't hyperbole. Because the inside of her apartment is friggin' dangerous. Sickening. And Shira joins me live. Good morning, young lady. How are you holding up?
Good morning, Marty. Thank you so much. I could be doing better. They finally came to fix my bedroom sink and tub, which was over flooded. Once it gets flooded, it won't drain out.
Right.
So we can't take a shower until it drains out. And of course, I'm still dealing with the mold.
Hold on. Dangerous mold all over the damn apartment. Dangerous.
Very. I was pregnant not too long ago, and I had a miscarriage due to not being able to clean up all this mold because I normally use a whole lot of bleach to clean it up and off my floor, and I had to leave it on the floor for so long, and I just got to the point where I'm not even going to clean it up no more. Someone needs to see what I have to keep cleaning up because they just want me to keep cleaning it up, and now I just leave it on the floor so everybody can see it.
And Shira, we treat dogs better. Do we not?
Oh, I know. I've seen it, which is why I just don't understand why they even have these buildings still available to take people's money off of them.
Jesus.
They put they paint it and make it look so pretty
on
the outside and in the inside, but really, it's really killing us. Like, you know, it's killing us. You know, there's other ladies up here that had miscarriages, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. And, you know, I went to a law firm, but they said they can't do anything because I didn't get an autopsy. Of course I'm not going to get an autopsy. That's my baby.
God.
I didn't even think like that.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, so they're getting away with a lot of stuff because no one's getting autopsies. No one's looking into it. No one's putting two and two together. No one's doing all that. But I'm putting it all together, and I see what's going on, and it's dangerous. There's so many more people just like me.
Oh, no, I'm
I can't wait to find them.
We posted the video. They're finally paying some friggin' attention. But it makes me sick.
Yes, I had to do all of that for them to even do anything. It's been 3 years. They all told me, I'm going to move you. Here, baby, come here. I'm going to move you. I'm going to do this. I went to the higher-ups. I went to Mr. Binion. I've done everything I could. I went to everybody I could. They've seen this place. They've known how dangerous it was. They still left me in here.
Then
my baby passed away. They still got me in here. Like, I've never been through something so bad. It got to the point where, I mean, even their, oh, my gosh, the people at the rent office, they changed them so much. All the managers, there was a manager that was here. She put my whole Social Security on the door.
So hold on, hold on.
Put my rent on the door.
Hold on. Is CYS now coming after you because you're living outside in a tent?
Yes, they did. They called me. I let them know. I said, listen, baby has everything. They were more concerned about me living outside the tent than me being in this hellhole. I swear to God. I said, you know what?
Come on,
this
man.
Is crazy. You're more concerned about me being outside in a healthy environment than me being in here. And they're doing all this to me, but you're not concerned about that. Oh, well, did she have a bed? Of course she has a bed. She has everything. As a matter of fact, you can come see. She has a whole little baby apartment in her room. She has everything a kid could ever want.
Why don't they go after the people who are killing people out there? Why don't they go after the idiots who won't clean up your mold?
They don't want to do that, but they want to look at me like I'm the bad guy. No, I'm not a bad mother. I'm trying to get out of here, and they don't even want to help me get out of here. But yet they want to look at me and call me, and then I had them on record. They told me I can't even record them. Well, then you can't be in my house if I can't record you. I don't trust nothing or nobody. So if you come to my house, you'll be on record.
I love your courage.
You know, thank you. I appreciate it. They just don't. They think I'm not going to use my head on this, but I will. My baby and my life is in danger.
Can you hang on? Can you hang on, my dear? Can you hold?
Playing with me, so I have to keep it on record.
Hell yeah! Can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is horrible. CYS now coming at her because she's living outside. She's living outside to save her baby's life. She sent me video of the inside of the apartment. I'm telling you, you wouldn't put your dog in there. You wouldn't put a cockroach in there. It's disgusting. Public housing. Arlington Heights. You should be ashamed. Someone should go to jail. This poor woman. Got to get her out of there today.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so me and baby have to stay in the tent. I have a fan in here. It's a little hot. Yeah, just me and baby. We order out food. We go to the bathroom upstairs, of course, and stuff like that.
All right, that's a cheer up. This amazing woman who's in a tent outside of the friggin' Arlington Heights apartments, government-funded, where they treat people like dogs. No, I'm sorry. They treat dogs better. And Shira, you didn't do this because you like outdoor living. You did this to save your kid's life. Let's be blunt, right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. That's exactly why I did it, because there is no other reason why I would not. I mean, I had to come up with this idea because I had to force her hand. I've been forcing her hand for a very long time.
Right on.
I stopped paying rent for 3 years.
Damn.
When I was paying rent, they weren't doing anything about it. I stopped paying for 3 years, owed them like $17,000, and they still would not take me to court.
Jesus.
Then they finally did, and they
Jesus.
Didn't show up.
Jesus.
And then they finally sent someone over here to find out what's on my floor 3 years later. Hooping and hollering, hooping and hollering. 3 years later, they found out what's on my, they found out what's on my floor.
Let's make you the bad guy. Let's make you the bad guy.
Yes, make me the bad guy, but they don't want to tell me what's on my floor. Then I tell them, wherever you send me at, make sure that my house is healthy. They did not do that.
Don't they have kids?
Oh, guess what? CYS is here right now.
Oh, wow.
With the cops. Excuse me. I have to go.
All
I
right.
have to go grab my camera.
All right. All right. You need to get them to transfer you today. You need to tell me what's going on. Okay. All right, my
I'm
dear.
Sorry.
All right. Wow. Whoa, that's happening right now. Wow. So, CYS saw the video, heard this conversation. Hey, can we grab Patrick real quick? Then I'll get to these calls. Patrick, this is not newer news. This disgusting treatment of folks living in this friggin' government-funded housing, these projects. Yes, sir?
No, we see this all over the place. It's not just Arlington Heights.
She's not
pretty much.
She's not shooting a friggin' video in a tent to get attention. She's trying to save her kid's ass.
Exactly, and then CYS coming after her.
Wow. Now, she sent me a text earlier that they agreed to transfer her. We'll see if that happens. And they're there right now, as you can tell. And I don't want to get dragged into their madness by having them on the air with no permission. But this is going to happen. We're going to get her out of there today. John, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Morty? How are you today?
Big John, what's up?
Hey, so let's keep it real here, right?
Yeah.
This has been going on for 3 years.
Yeah.
Number one, why is this lady trying to have kids?
All right. I don't like you already. You're going to make her the problem. And it's her fault that she had a baby, that she lives in a mold-infested apartment. You're the jagoff. I ain't taking your side. You want me to start going out into the suburbs, sir? Into Westmoreland County and Fayette County? And talking about people having babies that shouldn't? If you want me to, I will. This is about treating people like people, not dogs and cats. Go listen to someplace else, sir. Have a heart. So it's her fault. She had a kid. Okay. That's what I hate about some Americans. James, go ahead.
Yes, Marty. Two instances. In 2650, Center Avenue, Allegheny Plaza building up on the Hill District.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I came home to work on trying to get custody of my daughter, and I lost her to adoption, I was placed at the 2650 building on Center. I chose to move out after I was blessed with a car. It was better that I lived in the car, is what the health department
Hold
here
on.
In Allegheny is
trying
to so, live.
So you were better off in a car.
It
was that disgusting. You were better off in a damn car.
Marty, I could meet you and show you the pictures. They're on my phone.
All right. Hold on. We're going to get your number.
Another...
I got to go. I'd love to see the pictures. So I reached out to one of my boys, Harold Shepley, who's a brilliant guy. But he's also compassionate and pragmatic and really helps folks who are kind of screwed up financially. And he's on hold here, but I want to throw these numbers. Here's why I called him. I could feel this vibe, and it's actually spot on. So auto delinquency rates, the auto loans. Wow. Roughly 6% of auto debt is 90 days plus delinquent. Repossessions have surged past 11 million annually. Hold on. The highest rate is crazy. In over a decade, due to interest rates and insane costs. Credit card delinquencies. These are the big three. I'm getting to homes next, then Harold. Credit card debt sits at roughly $1.25 trillion, with the 90-day delinquency rate on credit cards rising to 13%.
Wow. Wow.
And the big one, foreclosure filings have climbed to a multi-year high. This is crazy. Currently sitting 14 to 26% higher year over year. It's crazy. So what's my point? If you're breathing out there, you know what's going on. There's this crazy financial, the walls are closing in. And it's real, and it's credible, and it's legit. And honestly, because Harold is so good at what he does, he feels this and knows this before anyone else. Good morning, sir. How are you, Harold?
Doing great, Marty. Glad to see you're back.
It's good to be alive, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it was a scare. And by the way, I love you for your support, man. You've always been like this. You care a lot more about people than you do about many, many other things that don't matter. But this does. I kind of laid out what's happening with credit cards, cars, and home foreclosures. This is real, isn't it, what's happening, isn't it, Harold?
Oh, it's very real, and I'm seeing it every day. I would have to say at least minimum once, if not two or three times a day, I am seeing a car repossession on a consult that I'm doing with a client or a potential foreclosure. So I literally see it every single day.
What's new about this squeeze? Because I'm feeling everywhere I go, whether it's the cost of groceries, the cost of dinner, the cost of gas, the cost of travel, all these things are kind of conflating to create this angst and insane financial pressure, yeah?
It is. And what's happened is obviously inflation has hit everything across the board, and no one has had time to adjust. Matter of fact, in some cases, it's been the reverse. You know, not only are you hit with additional costs when you go to the grocery store or the gas pump, but now, you know, your job is getting downsized or you're making less money. So, you know, people as a rule haven't had an opportunity to even try to adjust their budgets to accommodate it because, you know, they made the tragic mistake that a lot of people do, and people feel stuck doing it. They rolled their old car payment
yes.
into their new car
yes.
payment. And sooner or later, if you continue down that path, you will be calling me or another bankruptcy attorney. It will happen.
Plus, my man, it's insane. I'm in a car dealer sitting with a guy, and I'm looking over at one of those Tahoes, which is like $100,000, which is insane. And I said, what is that a month? People are paying $1,800 a month. Come on, Harold. That's a house payment. So they're getting it over their head with cars they can't afford. Then they don't get a raise, or they get laid off, and then they lose the car, right?
That's exactly what's happening, because everyone lives according to their budget
yes.
at that moment. And then when all of a sudden they're making less money, or the things around them are costing more, or both, now they're in a bad situation.
Harold Shepley. Hey, man, what's your best advice when you start feeling this pressure?
Well, a lot of people out there aren't going to like what I'm about to say, but, you know, when I'll go into different churches and organizations, and I'll give them advice
yeah, yeah.
and counsel, and one of the things I'll tell them is, you know, we'll, you know, just be going through their budget generally,
yeah.
and they'll say, well, yeah, and I'll be talking to them because, you know, we also, besides bankruptcies, we do a lot of debt negotiations,
of course.
You know, a step before people have to go that far. And as I'm talking to them, and I say, okay, and, you know, well, I have a, well, just pick a number, a $1,200 rent payment.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't afford it, then you need another place to live.
Yeah.
And I mean, they just look at me and then they're startled. You know, but my car payment's $800.
No.
Right. And you need to get a different car. You know, so whatever your situation is,
yeah.
you know, if it's too much, then you need to do something different. And filing bankruptcy or doing debt negotiation is a solution.
Yeah.
You know, it can get you back on track because honestly, if people have doubled or tripled into their car payments.
Yeah.
You know, they kept rolling one car into another. You know, honestly, either a bankruptcy or a debt negotiation that we do for people could literally be their solution. But the whole idea is, you know, go and sin no more. Let's get you out of debt. Let's get you back on track. And now you got to live within that budget. And if that means you don't have the fancier car that your neighbors have, so be it. You know, man. I drive a RAV4.
That's what I drive.
I was,
you and I have twin sons of different mothers. I'm very pragmatic about this stuff. But most folks, honestly, Harold, they want some miracle from you. They don't want the truth, do they, sir? Oftentimes.
No, it's very hard. And for some people, when we do have a conversation, it is a reality slap. And I said, hey, you called me for advice. You called me to help me get back on track. You know, it's tough love, but I'm here to take care of you.
Wow. What are the questions they need to ask themselves to get before they end up in your office saying, my man, I got to go bankrupt or I got to get the hell out of this debt? What do you ask yourself? What are the warning signs, brother?
Well, I guess since we're on this theme of vehicles, I guess I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And that's the fact that when you go into a dealership, all they want to talk about is the payment. And you don't want to get stuck in that trap, you know, because that payment could... Sometimes they'll drag it out for 72 months.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, it's got to be more about the interest rate. It can't just be about the payment. It's got to be about how long are you paying this? You know, you got to calculate all those factors into it. It just can't be, hey, can you handle this payment? You know, and don't ever get caught into this trap. Doesn't happen so much with cars, but it happens a lot with people who are buying mobile homes,
uh-huh.
which is an out and out lie that people hear all the time. 'Cause I hear it at least once a week.
Yeah.
Well, they told me if I bought this mobile home that, you know, I know the interest rate's a little high, but you know, I could refinance it in a year.
Why?
No.
Who would do
you're
that?
You're not going to be able to refinance it. They lied to you.
Yes.
You know? So now they're trapped in this high payment that they honestly, because they're not financial gurus, you know, they took that person at their word that they'd be able to refinance it. And you can't.
Harold Shepley, you know? Common sense from a wonderfully pragmatic attorney who knows this game better than anyone I know. My man, thanks, brother. It's great advice.
Absolutely. See you soon.
He'll get you to a place where you have some sort of comfort rather than feeling like everything's collapsing all day long. And a lot of folks are feeling that way these days. It's a rough time, man. It just is. There's a lot of things have conflated into one and creates this crazy angst. $1,800 a month car payment ain't helping. And that's kind of common. A lot of moving parts to this talk show. Alonzo, please play that clip with that wonderful woman in the tent outside Arlington Heights Apartments.
Okay, so me and baby have to stay in the tent. Okay. I have a fan in here. It's okay. A little hot. Yeah, just me and baby. We order out food.
All right, so this wonderful woman who was forced like to protect that. Herself and her kid, quite frankly, from toxic black mold, moved into a tent. Outside the apartments.
Go until they find me a place.
Then we posted that. It's going viral. CYF comes to her door, actually, while we had her on the air. And I wanted to see how she was doing. And Shira, how are you?
Yes, I am fine. I had to get some people out of my house, but they came to check on baby and make sure she's okay. But I had let them know on the phone. They said I can't record. I said that's fine. But I'm letting y'all know that, yeah, everything is, yeah, mentally recorded. But y'all, yeah, we're recording. But, yeah, I'm going to.
So are they, because I got some messaging that they finally agreed to transfer you to another apartment. Is that accurate?
Yes, they agreed to transfer me, but what they did not agree to, and I told them that if you do transfer me, I need proof that that place is healthy. They don't want to show me proof of that, and they don't want to show me what was wrong with this place. And that is my right to know what was wrong environmentally with this place. And y'all have this information, but they don't want to share it with me.
So they really won't tell you about the nasty black mold that's all over your apartment?
Yeah, they don't want to tell me about that. Then they don't want to tell me if the new place is healthy, air-wise, nothing. They just want to hide it and keep hiding it and keep hiding it. So I'm like, okay, this is the games we're going to have to play.
Well, what we want to do is protect you and your baby and the others there. Are they going to move you despite their ignorance, or are you stuck there?
They said they're going to move me, but again, I'm still here until they actually do so. And they still haven't, again, showed proof that wherever I'm moving, if it's healthy, or are they just going to put me somewhere else where it's not healthy and putting white walls up until we find out that it's not healthy, you know? So that's what type of time they seem to want to be on. They want to the sugarcoat everything. And yeah,
all right, well, we're in the middle of this now. I'm not going to let that happen. I think you're amazing. I love your courage.
Thank you so much.
I love your intellect. I love the fact that you give a damn and you're documenting everything. And we're in it to win.
I'm trying so hard. And it's hard.
It is.
But they're giving me blues. And I had to show them. I said, look, come on in my room. My daughter has everything. So my freezer has everything. So don't try to think that this is a situation where you can just kind of take my child from me. Or
like it's your damn fault.
They're asking me all kinds of questions. I'm like, well, it's not my fault, it's their fault. You know, so
they should go at them. They should go at them.
Yeah, if you want to help me, go at them. You know, if you want to really help me, or do you really want to help me? Or do you just want this beautiful child
right
that you see?
I'm all in.
You know?
I'm all in. Thank you.
You know, yeah. So I said, well, good luck, because she has everything.
Mm.
And I mean everything.
I'll do anything
Actually,
to help you,
I need
you,
a bigger
dear.
House that I can give her even more.
Thank you.
You know, so, so they're good luck on that. She just doesn't have a healthy house. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on in.
All right.
Sorry. Yeah,
I'm all in. Wow. I love that woman.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.